Chapter 6 Foundations. Over the summer, Lily stayed with me a lot. Sometimes she would ask questions about Will. What programs did he like? What was his favourite fruit? When was the last time that I saw him laugh? And sometimes she arrived drunk in the early hours of the morning and fell on the sofa. I, stupidly, had given her some keys. She didn't seem to have any interests and few friends, and she thought that everyone hated her. One day, I returned home from work to find the flat empty. I had a shower and was checking the internet when the doorbell rang. I stood up and tiredly picked up the entry phone.
Louisa! This is Ambulance Sam. I've just finished work and was passing and, well, I wanted to check that you were okay.
I'm fine, I said.
I looked around my silent flat. And then I spoke before I could think.
Stay there. I'll come down.
He was waiting by his motorbike with a second helmet, which he held up.
You're a paramedic and you ride a motorbike, I said.
He smiled at me and something inside of me jumped.
You don't feel safe with me? He said.
There was no good answer to that question. So I put on the helmet and climbed onto the back of the motorbike.
Where are we going? I asked.
He started the engine.
I want to show you my new house.
We drove out to the very edge of the city until we reached trees and fields. We came through a village, and Sam slowed the motorbike at a gate and cut the engine. I took off the helmet and followed him into a field. One half of it was grass, and the other was full of building foundations. In the next field was a railway carriage. Some chickens moved around on the grass outside.
My house, said Sam.
Nice,
I replied, looking around. Sam began to walk with me around the foundations. He showed me where the different rooms of his new house would be.
And this is the living room, he finished. It will look over the valley.
Oh, it's going to be lovely, I said.
In about 10 years, he replied,
walking towards the railway carriage.
Beer?
I followed him inside, where there was a small, clean kitchen area at one end and a large sofa at the other. He pulled a cold beer from the fridge and handed it to me.
You're not drinking?
He shook his head.
I have to drive you home.
His words made me relax. How could you feel nervous with someone who had cared for your broken body and told you of his plan to take you home? We sat outside on 2 garden chairs in the evening sun while he told me about his family. He didn't talk about his dead wife, but said that his mother came to get Jake once a month to take him back to Cardiff.
So, what does Jake think of this? I said, finally looking around me.
He thought that I was mad at first. Now he quite likes it. He looks after the chickens while I'm doing my shift.
I love your railway carriage, I said, and your foundations.
Then I hope that you'll come again, he said.
I remembered Jake talking about his dad's crazy girlfriends.
If this is how he gets women, I thought, then he's very good.
But I won't allow myself to become one of them. It was getting dark.
Come on, let's get you home, Sam finally said.
We walked across the field to his motorbike. It was colder now, and he put his jacket around my shoulders.
Do you treat all your patients like this? I asked.
Only the ones that live.
I laughed, suddenly and loudly. Paramedics are not really allowed to ask patients on dates. He gave me the helmet.
But you're better now.
I took it. And this isn't really a date.
It isn't?
He gave a small nod as I climbed onto the bike behind him.
Okay,